Angela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did you enjoy some more this morning?
Say again? I couldn't. Wait, hold on. Okay, say again. I couldn't hear you.
Did you enjoy this morning?
Well, I missed it. I would have enjoyed it. I slept late. I didn't sleep good. I didn't sleep good last night. And
okay.
So by the time I got on, it was 10 o'clock.
Okay, because I thought I saw your phone number on there, but I guess it was after the time. I'm sorry.
It was. It was at 10. I would have enjoyed it. I had intended, but I didn't intend to not have a restful night. So, but that's okay. Tomorrow's another day, and I'll be there.
Okay. Well, it'll be tomorrow, so.
Great.
You sleep better tonight.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Cold.
I believe somebody else is on as well.
Kana.
Oh, I didn't hear her.
She's
good
on.
I said it twice. Okay.
Okay.
We're all kind of deaf today.
Not me.
Well, not me either, but it's all part of the good process. Did you enjoy what you heard of it, Donna, this morning?
Well, I heard 20 minutes, and then I listened to the recording. Yes, very thorough, and you go step by step, so it really helps us. You know, there was a little bit of confusion, you know, with me coming on at the end, but I found where you were. So after that, and I see the way he's organized the book, you know, which helps to be able to find. I tried to print the table of contents so that I could put the actual pages of the PDF, but it wouldn't let me print this afternoon. So maybe it's copyrighted or something. I don't know.
It is copyrighted, but I have permission, so and it shouldn't stop you from printing unless there's something new in these systems now that I don't know about.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't let me.
Okay. So we are starting section 23 tonight in Parashat Noach from the Zohar. And we're going to be starting at verse 168. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabri Hu Ishkin David Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu. Le'akta L'shem Yud He Bavalhe. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononeihu. Rabbi Yehuda Patach L'David Mizmor L'Hashem Ha'eretz Umloa Tevel V'Yoshve V'Ataninan L'David Mizmor di amar shirata ulvatar sharat alaya ruach uchab mizmor le David tisharat alaya ruach kadisha Uvatar Amar Shirata. Rabbi Yehuda O quoted, for David a psalm, The earth is Hashem's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell in it. We have learned that whenever it is written for David a psalm, it means that he chanted a song and afterward the Holy Spirit rested upon him. But where it is written a psalm of David, it means that the Holy Spirit rested upon him and then he chanted the song. Questions, comments, thoughts. And that's
very spoke, don't you think, for today with starting the songs.
It's just amazing how everything ties together. The energy of whatever you do, it's all unified.
Right. Do you think this is by saying for David a psalm? It means he chanted the song and afterward the Holy Spirit rested upon him. But if it says a psalm of David, it means that the Holy Spirit rested upon him and then he chanted. Is that the same as what we learned today about when you're reading or reciting or singing a psalm that you get within and not without? I think that was the way it was worded, like that came in now in 20 minutes, so.
That is the way it was worded.
Okay.
And in both cases, it's within. The Psalms, in both cases, a Psalm of David or David a Psalm, what it's saying to us is, delve into yourself and make space in your heart for that psalm. Make space in your heart for Hashem. It's the same verse that comes from the parasha of, it's in the book of Exodus.
Okay.
But it's, you know, build me a sanctuary.
Right.
And we're supposed to build the sanctuary within our heart.
Right.
Make room in our heart for Hashem, for where, so that he may dwell with us always.
So both phrases have to do with within. One is not within and the other without.
No, every song is always about building the tabernacle within your heart.
Okay.
Every song, whatever it's, whichever way it's saying, whichever way the words are put, we need to struggle to do that. What Rabbi Sutton was saying this morning was to be aware that you have to build that tabernacle within yourself. So when you think of David being, you're connecting to King David, he's outside of yourself. The words are not really bringing you to the internal level. They're bringing you to an external level. That's what's being said.
Okay.
Should I go on to the next verse?
I think so.
La Hashem Haaretz Umload Haikara Al Arad Yisrael Itmar Dihi Ara Kadisha Umloa Da Shekinta Kada'a Ki Malei Kivod Hashem. et beit Hashem uktiv ukvod Hashem male et hamishkan mahu mala male vilam miyala ela male vaday veit malya mikola deit malya min shimsha dihara shalim bekol sit sitrin male mikol tova tuva dilela keiskopa dable it malya mikol tuva vialma vialda kitiv Lashem haaretz umaloata v'tevel v'yoshve bada she'ar aran. The earth is Hashem's and the fullness thereof. This verse refers to the land of Israel, which is the Holy Land, while the fullness thereof refers to the Shekhinah. As it is written, for the glory of Hashem had filled, literally is full, had filled the house of Elohim. And also in the glory of Hashem filled the tabernacle. So the words filled and the fullness thereof refer to the Shekhinah. But why is it written full and not filled? Because assuredly she is full of everything, meaning that she is filled by the sun. The moon, which is the Shekhinah, is filled and completed by the righteous. She is filled with all the goodness from above, like a treasure box filled with the riches of the world. That is to what the verse, the earth is Hashem's and the fullness thereof, refers. But the words, the world, and they that dwell in it, were said in reference to countries other than the land of Israel. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it's telling us that the earth is Israel, as far as the code words, and the fullness thereof is the Shekinah, or the Shekinah. Saying she is filled by the sun, I guess the sun represents the spiritual world, because if the moon is the Shekinah, which is Malkut, is filled and completed by the righteous, which would be, I hope, us. But they make a distinction between Israel and the rest of the other countries.
That they do.
But we keep our consciousness of being in Israel. To make up for that?
Yes.
That's a question. Okay.
When you contemplate that you're in within the land of Israel, your consciousness is expanded, your desire is expanded by the energy of the land of Israel. When you were in Israel, you felt an expanded energy, an expanded consciousness. Sometimes people can't verbalize it, but they know there's something special about the energy of the place. That's really what is being expressed in the verse.
Most people who go have a life-changing experience. You know, they come back a different person. I do.
Well, they are a different person, as we studied, or
right.
We are continuing to study on what happens when you go into the land of Israel, you exchange the souls. Your souls change when you're in the land of Israel. So you are a different person. And when you come back, you also exchange the soul again.
Yeah,
so you're a different person than you were in the land of Israel. We've studied that in the Good Book of the Land of Israel book.
Right. I think we went from Yetzirah, the world of Yetzirah, back to Asiyah. I think
correct.
I remember. Right. And of course the angel is different over the over each country or countries. Okay. Do you see anything we've missed that you can expound on? I think with Ashlag's capital letters, you know, he really filled in.
Right, he does make it clear.
Right. This reference, second Divrei Hayamim, I'm not familiar with that. Words of something.
That's
Hayamim.
Well,
I'm not familiar with that reference.
Hayamim means the right. It's the word, the right words. It's basically the Book of Chronicles. That's the Hebrew for the Book of Chronicles.
Okay. All right.
And the Book of Chronicles is not considered a prophet. It's basically part of the writings, so it's
right.
A lower level.
Well, when I studied it years ago, I was just amazed because I thought it was a wonderful book because I saw how the characters, the people in the Torah were kin to each other, or which family they belonged to, or another name
right.
for them, you know. So it was a fascinating story. It's not a book I've read lately, but I do remember that at the time, and I had started a file on who was kin to who. And David had so many names, and Miriam had a different name, and Sarah had a different name,
right.
and, you know, it was
and,
really...
And Moses has seven names, and Yitro has 10 names. Yes, and they're all in the Book of Chronicles, the Book of the Divrei Hayamim.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad to know that.
We can move on.
Okay, before you do, I'd like to ask you about one of the Aramaic words that keeps popping up. It was in yesterday's lesson. Can you go back to verse 164?
Sure. Give me
it's
a second. All right, I'm there.
Okay, the very last Aramaic word that we pronounce is Vagomer, I believe. How do you arrive at that? Or what does the word mean, if we know
it? You're talking about Deva'ala?
The Vav, the Gimel, the Vav, and the Yud. The very last word. I thought you pronounced it as... Vagomer. It pops up often, and I've often wondered, how do we get Vagomer out of those letters?
I know what you're asking me. It's an acronym for a phrase that actually gets translated as etc.
Okay, so that's why the little garish is really showing you it's an acronym. It's not a yud. Okay, I didn't catch
correct.
That before. Okay, so now that settled that question. Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm surprised. I kept thinking to myself, how come nobody ever asked me that when I'm reading it? But it's all good.
Well, the reason is because we immediately go to reading the verse in English,
right.
And then
right.
we, you know, mind gets started answering questions and, you know, and making comments. And when I saw it yesterday, I'd meant to ask, but then I think our lesson kind of went a little long, and then I forgot about it. So I thought I'd ask you before you go to a next verse. So that's good. Okay.
It's essentially whenever they're not quoting the verse completely,
mm-hmm.
it gives you vav, kaf, vav. And there's a vav, kaf, and then the quote marks, and then the vav.
And so it really represents et cetera.
Yes.
That more to follow. Okay.
It's telling you that the verse isn't full, isn't complete.
Isn't complete. Okay. Thank you.
Verse 170. Davar acher la'ashem haaretz umlala da'arat abisha ila'a dekud shabarichu itra'e viva umaloa Ilein nishmatchin nishmatchon tzadikaya itmalya minayhu mechelad letiamuda adi alma kaima aleya. Another explanation of the verse, the earth is Hashem's and the fullness thereof, is that these words refer to the upper holy land, namely the female principle, that the Holy One, blessed be He, desires, and the term fullness refers to the souls of the righteous, which fill the female principle with the power of pillar, that is, Yesod of Zeranpin, upon which the whole world stands. In other words, all that exists in the world, which is the female principle, is received from the Yesod of Zeranpin. And this is why the world is considered to stand upon it. It's the reason that we consider Yesod the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not in the verse. It's in a something I'm adding, but are there any questions or comments or thoughts about this verse and this discussion, this pasuk?
Well, I guess it's reminding us that there's more than one explanation to everything, but knowing that the upper and the lower worlds are mirror images, I think, is coming from that verse. And again, Rabbi Ashlag's capital words. All the words with capital letters.
Right.
He kind of realized
that. They're always helpful. They're always helpful in explaining the words. If you try and read the English without the capital letters, you find that it's very difficult to understand the Zohar.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes Rabbi Sutton's work with Yearning for Redemption, because he puts in his little explanations. His are not in caps, but they're in smaller letters, and it really does help you with.
It helps you understand what the verse is truly saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of his great skills, is being able to put all of the information together. It's one of Rabbi Ashlag's skills, but it's also one of Rabbi Sutton's mm-hmm. skills in different
right.
ways.
Usually means they're very detailed persons, detailed thinking persons.
We should, let's see if we can do verse 171. Let's see if we can do one more.
Okay.
Ve'itema al-chad ta'ima ta'chatze ma'kitiv ki'hu al-yamim v'esada ki hu man hu dakat kucha barichu kida'ahu esanu uktiv ki hu likzot haaretz yabit. If you wonder, does the world stand upon one pillar? Come and see. In the verse, for he has founded it upon the seas, the words for he refer to the Holy One, blessed be he. The meaning of this is similar to that of the words, it is he who made us, and that of for he looks to the ends of the earth. Questions? Comments, thoughts. This is a verse that you would normally...
Oh, well, go ahead.
In my commentary, this is a verse that you would see as... I would say it's a code word. It's a verse filled with code words.
And I was getting ready to say, the word seize has so many meanings as a code word.
Correct.
And rivers, the different bodies
right.
of water. I'm not quite sure I understand when it says the meaning is similar to the words, it is he who made us. I don't see the connection.
You don't see the connection to?
Well, for he has founded it upon the seas, and then it is he who made us, and for he looks to the ends of the earth. I mean, those three verses, I'm not so sure they have a similar meaning. Or somehow they come together in the verse. It's like it's three different separate thoughts, and that may just be because I don't understand this.
I to explain it, we really have to be looking at the code words. What are they really telling us? So the
okay.
question is, does the word stand on one pillar or two? Does it stand on the right column and the left column, or just the right column? Excuse me. Does it stand on the right column and the left column, or just the central column? That's the question that's being asked.
Okay.
And the answer is, he has founded it upon the seas. For he is referring to the Holy One. So the Holy One, in the Holy One, Hashem, is basically connected to the central column. And his foundation and his strength and his all everything about the Holy One comes from the one pillar, which is the central column. And that's the meaning of that verse from Psalms 24:2.
Okay.
And it's similar to, it is he who made us, because he in that verse represents the central column also. People were made from right and left. That's the central column. And then it, the last verse from Job is saying, he looks to the ends of the earth. Again, it's one pillar. But the word ends is plural. Let's call it an evening.
Okay, I was checking to see if the word ends was like Sophie. That's what I was doing when you said that. So I don't see an Aramaic word that looks like C's, unless it would have been.
Which verse are you talking about, the 24-2?
The word ends. You know, because it's had so much meaning to Micaiah and to the redemption, and I just wondered if the word was similar to Sophit or Micaiah. You know, just trying to make a connection to the Torah with the word ends. But didn't it also say that Adam could see from one end of the earth to the other after he was created?
Yes. Yes, it does. And the word is kitzot.
Okay. Okay. I see it. Okay. Well, Micaiah probably has the kuf and the...
Right.
But final sadi.
Yes.
Okay, that's... Mm-hmm. I can see it now. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You have a beautiful evening.
Okay, you too.
Hey, I have a comment before you go.
Okay.
I want to thank you. Okay, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Hannah. Y'all two were just so far above me, and you give me so much information to just ponder and think about. I want to thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Y'all have a great night. When I saw that 171 verse, and I think to myself, it just flows out of him, and I think, will we ever get to that point where we see right column and left column and center column in the word pillow? I don't know, but it's not to get discouraged. Keep plowing on.
Keep the plowing. That's the key.
That's a southern thing. We'll keep a plowing.
Yeah, that's when Noah hit. Supposedly he invented the plow. So we'll give Noah the credit. Okay. Thank you.
The class tonight at 7:00 is for the Tikkuni Zohar. And tomorrow morning we'll be doing Psalms again.
Okay.
And tomorrow at the same time, we'll do a mini Zohar. And we'll also, at the 7:00 class tomorrow, will be questions and answers. So I bid you all shalom, a wonderful period. Be
shalom.
Well.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.